The biggest cruise ship to sail Alaska waters made its first stop in Skagway this week. The Explorer of the Seas carries nearly 5,000 people. K&S took a tour of the floating city.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning everyone, and welcome aboard the Explorer of the Seas for this.
Rick Sullivan is the Explorer's captain.
It's not just welcoming the ship, but it is also welcoming the largest cruise ship that has ever been to Skagway. That is history today. And thank you for increasing the length of the dock so we could fit here.
The Explorer tied up at the end of the railroad dock, right behind another massive ship, the Celebrity Millennium. White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad had to build some additional infrastructure to accommodate the 1,000-foot-long Explorer. Tyler Rose works for White Pass.
You know, we have a new mooring dolphin. We've done some other things for this, and just the sheer volume that comes with it.
Deck 11.
So what's inside such a colossal ship? Well, if you've ever wondered where you can find a shopping mall, ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, and casino, all in one place, floating on the ocean, this is it.
So this is one of the or other entertainment venues.
Miriam Palomalis is our tour guide. She leads representatives from Skagway's government, White Pass, and the National Park Service through a gleaming shop-lined hall. It's called the Royal Promenade.
The Royal Promenade, as you can see, we have like a lot of stores. Like you have like the sensation of like you are like in New York, and we have the special discounts. Like when we are in ports, all the shops are closed, of course. But at night or when we are at sea, all the time they are open. So you don't feel like you are in like in the middle of the ocean. No, you are like in lat. You feel lat at home. No.
That is, if your home includes a theater, an arcade, and a casino, among other things.
You know, Royal Caribbean, we have so much stuff to do.
Michael Rasmussen is the hotel director on the Explorer. He enjoys the Flow Rider surf simulator, basketball court, and array of restaurants and bars. He oversees the majority of the ship's 1,200 crew members. He says it's eye-opening to work with people who represent about 60 different countries.
It's like, where in the world would you sit down for dinner? And we have these big mess halls for the crew to sit down with someone from the Philippines, from India, from Croatia, from China, from Russia. We're all sitting down. We're talking about the same issues, same concerns in life, and we're growing and learning as people about different cultures. And you get a better understanding of where you sit in this thing called life. You know, you understand where you are, what your role is much, much better.
We meet people from all over the world.
Corey Freeman is a passenger on the Explorer, hanging out in one of the lounges with his wife, Patty.
Look around, it's just beautiful, you know, natural environment. I mean, you know, what else would be more beautiful than here?
The Freemans go on two cruises each year, one in May and one in September. This is their first time on the Explorer. It's the biggest ship they've ever been on. And Patty says there have been some challenges because of that. She says they got special tickets which were supposed to help them avoid long lines, but that promise hasn't played out.
You know, Loyal Cruise emailed us, we don't have to wait for line. You know, what is this?
The ship is so big that even our tour guide gets lost showing us around.
Is this a U-turn?
And we aren't the only ones. We run into some passengers who are also lost.
We really need help getting our excursion. We're supposed to be there.
The excursion is with us?
Yes.
To find a way off the ship, we end up walking through a less luxurious area, the crew deck.
Thank you.
Skagway Tourism Director Cody Jennings was part of the tour group.
It's pretty stunning. I mean, the casino, the ice skating rink, the theaters, all the various dining and other entertainment options. Yeah, it's a little floating city.
A city with a population about five times the size of Skagway's. The Explorer will be back at the railroad dock every Monday until the end of the summer. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.